From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Saudi Arabia and its allies sever ties with Iran.
The cutting off of diplomatic ties with Iran is in a reaction to Iran's aggressive policies over the years and in particular over the past few months.
That's Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubar explaining why the Saudis have cut off relations with Iran with the severing of ties that are more than just diplomatic.
We decided to cut off all diplomatic relations with Iran. We will also be cutting off all air traffic to and from Iran. We will be cutting off all commercial relations with Iran, and we will have a travel ban against people traveling to Iran.
Saudi Arabia's allies curbed their diplomatic links with Iran on Monday after protesters stormed the country's embassy in Tehran. Bahrain and Sudan cut their diplomatic ties while the United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with Iran. A rapidly worsening diplomatic crisis erupted Saturday shortly after Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. 46 others were also executed, triggering international outrage and warnings of grave repercussions for the Saudi royal family. An alliance of more than a dozen militant groups called the United Jihad Council, based in Pakistani Kashmir, has claimed responsibility for an attack by heavily armed gunmen on a strategic Indian airbase about 50 kilometers from the border with Pakistan. Operations continued for a third day to secure the airbase in the northern Punjab state, which was infiltrated by heavily armed gunmen on Saturday. Five gunmen have been killed and seven security personnel have died in the attack. The United Jihad Council, which is fighting to end Indian rule in Kashmir, said it wanted to show India that no military installation was out of the reach of the militants, and India should allow Kashmiris to decide their own political future. The claim of responsibility came from a news-based agency within Pakistan. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has shut down a drone base in southern Ethiopia that was part of the U.S. anti-terrorism effort in the region. The U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa told VOA on Monday that U.S. military personnel are no longer in Arbaminj. That's the town where the base was located. The U.S. base opened in 2011 and was used to launch drones over Somalia, home to the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. A Sudan opposition leader said her party will honor an African Union invitation to hold talks in Ethiopia with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government for a national dialogue intended to resolve the country's problems. The dialogue launched last year by President Bashir is currently being held in Sudan. Islamic State militants attacked Iraqi troops and allied tribal fighters outside the western town of Haditha on Monday, killing at least 11 and wounding dozens, according to officials. The Associated Press reported that 30 troops were wounded in the attacks, which included a suicide car bombing and roadside bombs. The attack comes a week after Iraqi troops backed by U.S.-led airstrikes and Sunni tribesmen pushed ISIS out of central Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province. The U.S. and its allies conducted 25 strikes against Islamic State militants in Iraq yesterday. The British Foreign Office says it's examining a video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. The 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage. One of the gunmen said the execution was a message to David Cameron. He, of course, is the Prime Minister of Britain, who has ramped up attacks on Islamic State insurgents in Iraq and Syria. This is Prime Minister Cameron responding.
Well, look, they hate us not for what we do, but for what we are. The fact that we are a successful, tolerant, democratic, multi-faith, multi-ethnic nation. They hate that, and that's why they want to take us on, and that's why they do what they do. But I know that Britain will never be cowed by this sort of terrorism. Our values are so much stronger than theirs.
On the video, the purported spies were each shot in the head. President Obama is meeting today with his top law enforcement officials ahead of his expected announcement of executive orders tightening federal gun control regulations. By working through executive orders, the president believes he does not need the backing of Congress, which is led by members of the Republican Party who overwhelmingly oppose restrictions on gun ownership, much like many other people in the country. The president's focus on gun violence, however, comes after a series of deadly mass shootings across the United States. And U.S. stock prices fell sharply in Monday's early trading following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.